Now we can try again.
I'll have to think of something different to say this time.
You don't sound like Blanche anymore.
No.
Okay, we should be recording. My name is Dennis Barry, and I'm here in the office of Mr. Henry Booth, one of the trustees of Cranbrook, and son of George Booth, founder of Cranbrook. George and Ellen Booth, I should say, founders of Cranbrook. And I'd like to talk about the early influences on your father and your parents, and then get into Cranbrook specifically. And maybe we could start off with, what factors do you believe influenced your father in his young life to become interested in art?
Well, as far as I can recall from what was said and so on, his own feeling about that was the great influence of his own parents and the family, the other family members that were in the copper business.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently his uncle was very much better off, or I don't never understood why. No, pardon me. It was an in-law uncle that was wealthy. He was an architect, Toronto architect, Henry Langley, and they lived very well and had a nice house apparently with a lot of nice things in it, and my father on occasion went over there and stayed overnight and was duly impressed. That wasn't the only thing, however. The thing that my father put the emphasis on was the attitude and the ability of his own father and mother to make a very attractive home, even when they were in financial straits. They always had a knack of fixing things up, in the garden and all the rest of it, of making it unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembered as a boy going out with their little wagon of some kind out in the country and lugging in rocks to make a rock garden and things like that. So that they always had, from his standpoint, a very attractive, comfortable home. I may have mentioned before one of the unusual things that happened, I think was in St. Thomas, when my grandfather, Henry Woodbooth, had a manufacturing business of a substitute for coffee, which was more or less the same thing as Postum. The
mm-hmm.
two came out just about the same time, so there's always been an argument as to who invented it. Incidentally, I haven't heard of Postum for years.
I don't know if it's still in existence or not.
It may come back
with the coffee boy kind.
Anyway, they had a factory just back of the house, small factory. And the factory apparently had some steam, and they had a steam fountain in their backyard.
Hmm, that's incredible. A steam fountain.
I think they had a steam fountain at the New York World's Fair.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I don't know whether I've ever heard of one. Well, anyway, that I think that indicates that there was a certain amount of imagination, if not even touch of genius, maybe,
mm-hmm.
on the part of all sorts of artistic attitudes and so on. And when my grandfather came out to Cranbrook to live in his latter years, of course, he did a lot of the natural, or I shouldn't say natural, development of paths through the woods, built the Cascade from the Greek Theater with the assistance of one man and so on. And so my father, going back, of course, again, had this influence, and